Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tes, and we have four lines from the bottom of Daf Ches Amid Beis, V'Rebbe Hay Oleh Mayavid Leh. So we're in the middle of the festus sugyas in Masechtas Yevamos. The Gemara worked through the Asei Doicha Lois Asei component of the beginning of the Masechta, and now we're getting into some of the real intense cases of Masechtas Yevamos. Stating that, the first part of today's daf is going to be a digression. The context of the digression is, the Gemara brought two Mekairis. How you know that there's no Yibum and Chalitza by an Erva? How you know there's no Yibum, the Chalitza by a Tzaras Erva, and even by a Tzaras Erva? The first was the Braisa on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. It's learned out from Aleo and Litzar that it says in the Parsha of Achos Isha. The second is Rebbe's Drasha, who learns it from the Iker Parsha of Yibum. It says, Ulekocha loy li'isha v'yibma. There's two extra hays. Ulekocha v'yibma. And from there he learns the halacha of Arayos and Tzarois as it relates to Yibum. The Gemara is going to do what it often does and say that according to Rebbe, that learns Erva and Tzaras Erva from Ulekocha loy li'isha v'yibma and not from Aleha, which is the makar of the Tana, the Brayis on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. What will Rebbe use the extra word Aleha in the Parsha of Achos Isha to teach us? Now the answer is going to be a digression. Hence, the first part of today's daf is very much a digression. The second part of today's daf is very much not a digression. We will very much return to our regular program by the end of the daf, and we're going to be knee-deep into Masechtas Yevamos. But we need to introduce the digression of the first part of the daf, and that is, it's going to discuss the halachos of a korban chatos. So korban chatos is one of the korbanos. It's a korban that was brought al chet. Someone did an aveira, he would bring a korban chatos, stating that it's not every aveira. It's only if a person did an aveira b'shoigeg, an aveira that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas. So who brings a korban chatos? Someone that does an aveira b'shoigeg, not any aveira, an aveira that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karas, what's known in the vernacular as a dover shezdoinei karas. So if someone does a dover shezdoinei karas, albeit b'shoigeg, the halach is he would have to bring a korban chatos. For today's daf, it's important that not all chatos were created equally. Meaning, the halach of chatos does not state, you do an aveira b'shoigeg, that had you done b'meis, you would have been chayiv karas, bring a karma chatos. Doesn't matter who you are, when you are, why you are, where you are. In fact, if you go through the parshias of the karma chatos, in parshias Vayikra, last week's parsha, and then again in Sefer Bamidbar, in parsha Shlach, there are many different nuances and there are many different se'ifei katan as it relates to the laws of a karma chatos. Now, just to mention high level as it relates to today's daf, you have your classic chatos, which is known as a chatas chelev, chatas dam. It has different synonyms. It's your classic yachid who doesn't have aveira, shezdoinei karas b'shoigig, he ate chelev b'shoigig, that's why it's sometimes called a chatas chelev, he ate dam b'shoigig, that's why it's sometimes called a chatas dam, but it really doesn't matter what it is. The halach is he would have to bring a karban chatas. His karban had to be a nekeva, the animal had to be a female animal, and it had to be either a kispa or a se'ira, either a female sheep or it had to be a female goat. If the person that did the aveira was the nasi, specifically the melech, so he too had to bring a carbon. However, the carbon was not a female. It had to be a male. It couldn't be a sheep. It had to be a goat. So he had to bring a sa'ir. In the event that the yochid that did an aveira b'shoigig did avodah zarah is doing a karis, so for sure he'd have to bring a karban chatos. Over there, again, the animal has to be a nekeva, and it has to be a goat. It has to be a se'ira. What happens if Rav Klal Yisrael does an aveira? Specifically, they did the aveira b'shoigig because Bezdin had paskin something that's really asr is mutter. So Hiru Bezdin, they made a mistake. So Rav Klal Yisrael acted upon the Hira of Bezdin by mistake, so that it was a shoigig. It was a davish has doinei karas. The halachas, they have to bring a carbon chatas. But instead of every yachid bringing his own carbon, there was one carbon that was brought on behalf of the entire tzibur, and that animal was a par. It was a male and it was a bull. It's known as the par helen davar shel tzibur. What happens if the kohen gadol does an Aveir B'Shoigig. And again, he did the Aveir B'Shoigig because he paskined that something is mutter. He thought halachically this is mutter, and then he acted upon his psak, and he did an Aveira Shezdoine Karis B'Shoigig. The halach is, he has to bring the par Koyim Moshiach. Again, he has to bring a par. What happens if Roiv Klai Yisrael did an Aveira, Al Pi Hoiraz Bezdin, meaning it's a scenario of a par helam davar shel tzibur. However, the Aveira that was done was Avodah Zarah. So there, in addition to bringing a par, they also had to bring a Sayer. Interestingly, whereas the par helam davar shel tzibur, the par was a chatos, in this case, the par is going to be an oila, and the sar is going to be a chatos. In other words, what we see is that not all chatos were created equally. Your regular chatas yachid, you have to bring either a kispa or a se'ira. The nasi brings a sa'ir. If it was avodah zarah, it's a se'ira. Par helam davar shel tzibur, kishmoy kachi. It was a par. Par koyim moshiach, kishmoy kachi. It was a par. If Rav Klai Yisrael did an Aveira b'shoigig of avodah zarah, so then the halach is it's a par and a soyer. The par is the oila, and the soyer is lachatas. Now this is obviously very negay when you learn kachim. This is extremely negay when you learn Masechtas Hayriyas, and it's also extremely, extremely negay when you learn Yevamah Staftas. On that note, Zok the Heilige Gemara, the Rebbe, according to Rebbe, that does not darshan the word Allah to teach me that there's no yibum by an ervan by a tzara serva, but rather he learns that from ulakacha leili ishavi yibmo is hayolah my avidle. What does Rebbe do with the word Allah? So the Gemara says me boyle the kedatanya. He uses it for the following brayso: ein chayovin bezden ella al dovash has doyne karis v'shigegasoi chatos. The only time one brings a par helam davar shel tzibur is if the avera that was done b'shoigig was an avera that had the tzibur done b'mezid, they would have been chayif karas. V'chein ha-moshiach. The same is true for the par koyim moshiach. The only time the kohen gadol that was meshuach b'shem ha-mishcha would bring the par koyim moshiach is if the avera that he did b'shoigig was an avera that had he done b'mezid, he would have been chayif karas. V'loi ba'avoy das kechavim. The same is true as it relates to the tzibur that bring the par la'oila and the sar l'chatas in the event that they did avodah zarah b'shoigig. It's only if the avodah Zorah was an avodah zarah that's a dover shechayov and al zdoine karis v'shikagosai chatos. Incidentally, Rashi says how it's possible to have avodah zarah that's not zdoine karis, right? Isn't all avodah zarah zdoine karis? So the short answer is no. There are ways for a person to be over avodah zarah where he would be over a lav, but at the same time it wouldn't be a dover shezdoine karis. Either way, the Braisa says that as it relates to the par helam dover shel tzibur, the par koyim mashiach, and then the par la'oyla and the sar l'chatos when the tzibur is over avodah zarah b'shagig, the only time these korbanos were brought is if the avera that was done was a dover shez doinoi karis. The Tanan, it's also a Mishnah, and the Mishnah actually talks a little bit more than the Braisa. Ironically, kol mitzvah shebetayra shechayavin al zdoinoi karis v'al shegigasei chatas. Any mitzvah in the Torah, that's a dover shez doinoi karis. So the halach is chatas yachid maybe kisba y'seira. A yachid that does this avera b'shoigig would have to bring either a kisba or a seira. Nasi, if he does the avera, maybe sair. He would bring a sair. Moshiach u'bezdin, if the koyim moshiach, meaning the koyim gadol, or if bezdin, meaning Rav Klal Yisrael would do the avera al pi ayraz bezdin, mevi'im par, you would have to bring the par. The par koyim moshiach and the par helam davar shel tzibur. U'ba'avodas koychavim, if Rav Klal Yisrael would do avodah zarah, or even if a yachid would do avodah zarah, say yachid nasi u'mashiach mevi'in se'ira. If it's the yachid, the nasi u'mashiach, you would bring the se'ira. The significance is that although ordinarily when a yachid does an avera b'shoigig, there are nuances. Was it the yachid? Was it a nasi? Was it a Mashiach? Right, you have to know who the Yachid was. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, it doesn't matter. That's the point. Yachid, your ordinary Yachid, and your Nasi, that's the Melech. Mashiach is the Kohen Gadol. They all would bring the Seira. Tzibur, if the Tzibur does an Avodah Zarah b'shoigig, then Mevi and Par Vesar, they would bring a Par and a Sar, Par La'ayla, Vesar L'chatas. Bottom line is we have a Braisa, and we have a Mishnah that lists all the different karbanos, chatas that were brought, and really makes one point. Bryce and the Mishnah are saying the same exact thing, that the only time you bring the carbon is if it's a dover shezdoine karis. Says the Gemara, Minani Mili, how do you know that? How do you know that the only time you bring a carbon chatas is if it's a dover shezdoine karis? Zok the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanon, it says, v'noida chatas asher chatu ala. It says regarding the par helam dover shel tzibur, v'noida chatas, it will be made aware to the tzibur that they just made a mistake. Asher chatu, and here's the key word, aleho. So Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe said, Nemar kan ole. It says the word ole regarding the parol davar shel tzibur. Nemar lahalon, and it says over there ole. Where's over there? V'isha lachoiso loisikach litzror legalois ervasa ole bechayel. It says regarding the erva of achoisish. Mal lahalon davar shel chayav and as doine kares falshe gigasay chatos. Just like an achoisish as a davar shel doine kares, because v'nichesu an falshe so oisoy is all that rayas achayvi kris. It's afkan davar shel chayav and as doine kares falshe gigasay chatos. So too, the only time there's a parol davar shel tzibur is if the avera that was done was a davar shez doinoi kars. So what's the makar to this concept that the only time you bring a karban chatos is for a davar shez doinoi kars? It's learned out from gzeira shava aleo aleo. It's learned out from the aleo that it says by the par helam davar shel tzibur to the aleo that it says in the parsha of Achos Ishah. Says the Gemara, we're not finished, not even close. Ashkechon tzibur. So we have a makar now that the par helam davar shel tzibur was only brought if the avera that was done was a davar shez doinei kares, Mashiach minon. How do you know that the par koyim Mashiach was the same way? How do you know that the Kohen Gadol's special chatas that he brought was also only from a davar shez doinei kares? Because it says b'Mashiach regarding the par koyim Mashiach la'ashma sa'am. So the pasuk says ha'koyin ha'Mashiach yecheta la'ashma sa'am. It's a very funny lashon. What does that mean? Hare Mashiach ketzibur la'ashma sa'am. That the chet of the par koyim Mashiach is like the chet of the am. He's compared to the par on davar shel tzibur, and just like the par on davar shel tzibur is only a davar shez doinei. How do I know that? Aleho, aleho. So too, the parakai Mashiach is going to be the same way. How about the your regular chatas yachid or the chatas that the nasi brought? How do you know that those chatas were also only adavish as doinik karas? Asya, it's learned that from Gzeir Shav and mitzvahs, mitzvahs. It says mitzvahs by the chatas yachid. It says mitzvahs by the chatas nasi, and it says mitzvahs by the paral and davish al tzibur. So once I know paral and davish al tzibur, aleho, aleho, that it's only davish as doinik karas. So through Gzeir Shav is I'll know the same for a chatas. And I'll know the same for Achatos Nasi. V'loy abavidus kechavim el adavah shechayovan az doinei kares v'al shikigosoi chatos. How do I know that the same is true for avoidus zara? Meaning, the Brisa said that the same is true for avoidus zara. How do I know that? So the Gemara says, tzibur b'avoidus kechavim, as relates to tzibur by avoidus zara, yalef me'ene me'ene. I learned from Exeter, shava me'ene me'ene. It says the word me'ene regarding a tzibur that was oved avoidus zara b'shoigig. And it says me'ene with regards to the par helam davash al tzibur. And again, par helam davash al tzibur, I know is only davash as doine karis, aleo aleo. So too, the same halach is going to be true with regards to avoidus zara. Okay, yachid nasiu mashiach. How about as it relates to the yachid nasiu mashiach? How do I know that their chatos when it's avoid the zora, the seira that they brought? How do I know it's only if it was an avoid the zora shez doinei karis mivim nefesh achas? It says regarding their carbon, the im nefesh achas. The nefesh achas is an inclusive word. As long as it's a nefesh, echad yachid, ve'echad nasi, ve'echad mashiach memashma. Doesn't matter who the nefesh was. Any yachid is going to have to bring the same carbon. Okay, which carbon? Meaning, how do I know which carbon? It's a chatas. But how do I know only if it's a davar shez doinei karas? Because it says ve. Im nefesh, and vav is moisef al inyan rishoin. It connects it to the previous parasha, v'yilma tachtoin, and it allows me to teach the tachtoin, meaning the second parasha, the one that's referring to the yachid, mi elyoin, from the one that it said prior. What did it say prior? It talked about a tzibur that was oved avodah zarah b'shoigig, and when the tzibur is oved avodah zarah b'shoigig, I know it's only when it's a davash es doinei karis that they bring a karban chatas, because me'enei me'enei from the par helam davash al tzibur, but the bottom line is, that's how I'm going to have this whole cheshbon. So says the Gemara. You want to know what Rebbe does with the word aleho? That's extra. It's mufna in the parish of Achos Ishah. He didn't use aleho to teach me the halacha of erev and tzaras, erev and tzaras, tzaras, erev. He learned that from lekacha lo li'isha v'yidma. So what does Rebbe do with aleho? Rebbe l'shitasa, you already addressed it. Because Rebbe was the tana of this braisa. And Rebbe said, I use aleho to set me down a path that's going to teach me that all the different chatois that the Torah talks about, whether it's the yachid or the nasi or the Parkoy Mashiach or the Paralam Davash al Tzibur, whether it's Avay Dezara, if it's the Tzibur that was Avay Dezara, it doesn't matter. You're always going to bring the Chatas when? If you didn't Aver B'shoigig Shez Doinei Karis. How do I know that? It's all learned from Paralam Davash al Tzibur. And how do I know by Paralam Davash al Tzibur? Because it says in the Torah, V'noida Chatas Ashachatu Aleh, and I learned it from Exer Shava Aleh Aleh. So it's not just that the Gemara found the Braisa that did something with Aleh. One added knech. It was Rebbe, and it's Rebbe Lashitasa. Rebbe himself, who's the one that didn't darshan aleh on Davches, to teach me the halachas of Yevamis, he uses that same word, aleha, lishitasai, to teach me these halachas. Says the Gemara, v'rabbanan hay svarim inalu. The Rabbanan, who used aleha in the parasha of Achos Isha to teach me the halachas of Yevamis. So the word aleha is not mufna. It's taken. So if that's the case, how do they know the halacha that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is if you do an aver b'shoigik shesdoin ekaris? So the Gemara nafkalum with the makrile Rabbi Yeshua lebrei. They learned it from the following drasha that Rabbi Yeshua, who incidentally, although stam Rabbi Yeshua in Shas, is Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, it's the Tana Rabbi Yeshua, but the Diktuke Seifrim says that this Rabbi Yeshua is actually the Amira Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But either way, nafkalum with the makrile Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Lebre, to his son. What did he tell him? He said, it says in the Torah regarding a yachid that does avodah zarah b'shoyge. Quote, Torah achas yelochem lo oyse b'shkaga v'hanefesh ashetase b'yad rama v'nichrasu hanefesh ahi mikerev amas. So the Gemara says, hukshu kol ha-Torah kula avodah zarah b'shoyge. V'makish kol ha-Torah kula avodah zarah. Again, Torah achas yelochem lo oyse b'shkaga. We're talking about someone that's doing an aveira b'shoyge. And what's the aveira v'hanefesh ashetase b'yad rama? It's avodah zarah. And it says, v'nichrasu hanefesh ahi mikerev amas. So it's an avodah zarah that has a chiv kar. So says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi to his son that we're makish kol ha-Torah kula avodas kechavim. What's the basis to be makish kol ha-Torah kula? Torah achas. Yolachem, it's the words Torah achas that teach me ma avodas kechavim dovash chayov and azdein ikaris val shigigas echatas av kol dovash chayov and azdein ikaris val shigigas echatas that the only time you chayev is if it's a dovash zdein ikaris. Says the Gemara ashkechon yochid v'nasi u'moshiach bein ba avodas kechavim u'bein b'shar mitzvahs. V'chura, says the Gemara, this makar of Torah achas yolachem la'osa b'shkaga, and then the next pasuk v'anefesh ashetase b'yad rama is talking about a yachid that's oved avodah zarah. How do I know that? V'anefesh ashetase b'yad rama is a yachid, and the context is avodah zarah. So the Gemara says, I'm asking that a yachid that doesn't have aver b'shoigig, it doesn't matter if it's avodah zarah or if it's shar mitzvahs, that the only time he should be chayiv chatos is if it's a dovash zayin ikaris. That says the Gemara, I understand. How do I know it's tzibur? Meaning, it's a nice drasha. That the only time a yachid should ever have to bring a carbon chatos is if it's doimet avodah zarah, which is v'nichrasu hanefesh ahimi keravam. But it should only be true for the yachid, because that's the pasuk. V'hanefesh ashetase b'yad rama. How do I know the same is going to be true for the tzibur amakra? It says, v'im nefesh achas techet abishgaga. What's the vav? The yilmad elyon mitachtin. The vav is mechaber me to what it says earlier. What does it say earlier? We had this a few lines ago. The parasha of the tzibur that was oyved avodah zarah. So we compare the yachet to the tzibur, and we learn the elyon, the tzibur, from the tachtoin, just like the tachtoin, it's Torah achas yolachem lo'isa b'shkaga. It's always only if it's a davar shezayin ekaris. So too, as relates to the tzibur, it's going to be the same way. Ela tzibur b'shar mitzvahs minolon. But the Gemara says, okay, maybe you could only learn tzibur avodah zarah, meaning the Torah achas it says by yachid. We're learning a tzibur that's oved avodah zarah from the chatas yachid. So the chatas yachid is always davar shezayin ekaris. It doesn't matter what aver was. It's always davar shezayin ekaris. So too, the tzibur that's oved avodah zarah. How do you know tzibur that does shar averes? Tzibur that was oved avodah zarah, I have the vav to be mechaberit to the chatas yachid. But how do I know a tzibur that does shar averes? So the Gemara says, Yalef, me'enei, me'enei. Again, it's the same Zera Shava that we had earlier on the Yomit. It says, me'enei regarding the tzibur that was oved avodah zarah. And it says, me'enei with regards to the parhelim davashal tzibur. Once we know that the tzibur that's oved avodah zarah is only if it's a davash zayin ikaris, so too the parhelim davashal tzibur is also only going to be negeya if it's a davash zayin ikaris. Either way, we have two distinct approaches how to know this very, very basic halach in carbon chatas, and that is that the only time a person brings a carbon chatas is if he doesn't have a b'shoigi that he done b'mezid, he would have been chayiv karis. One makar is based on aleo, meaning it starts with the parhelim davar shel tzibur, where it says aleo, I shtel it zu to achis isha, where it also says aleo, and that's davar shel zayin ikaris. Once I know parhelim davar shel tzibur, then I can make it all work with all the different twists and turns of the Gemara. Another approach is, it says regarding the yachid that's oved avodah zarah, teira achas yalachem lo'isa b'shkaga, and that teaches me that the only time a yachid would ever bring a karma chatos is as if it's a davar shel zayin ikaris. And once I know that, I can make all the cheshbonos, actually similar cheshbonos, to figure out how I'm going to end up knowing everything else. But the bottom line is we have two distinct approaches. Rebbe, just to put names, learned the halacha from Aleha Ale, Lishitasai, because he didn't use Aleha on Daf Gimel Amud Beis the way the Tana of that Braisa did. And the Chachamim that argue with Rebbe, they learn it from Torah Achas Yolachem. So the Gemara makes a few more cheshbonos. The Rebbe, hi Torah Achas Mayavad. What does Rebbe do with Torah Achas? Meaning, Rebbe doesn't use Torah Achas to teach me Dovish is learning cars. He learns it from Allah. So what does Rebbe do with Torah Achas? So the Gemara says, Mi boyle the Chedetanya needs it for the following Braisa. You find that the Torah was mechalik when it comes to Avodah Zarah between a Yochid that's Avodah Avodah Zarah and a Rabbim that's Avodah Avodah Zarah. Now just to be clear, we've been talking about a Yochanan and Rabbim up until this point on the Yamin. There we meant Rabbim as in Roiv of Klal Yisrael. That's not what we mean now. When we say Rabbim now, we mean a large group of people, specifically a city, or the majority of a city. We know that a city that's Oved Avodah Zarah is unique. How is it unique? It has a din of an Ir Anidachas. Ir Anidachas has a different type of Misa, ironically a more cooler digger Misa, a Yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah is Chayiv Skila, which is, according to the Chachamim, the most chomer of all the Misais. Even according to Rav Shimon, it's the second most chomer. City that's Oved Avodah Zarah, and Ir Anidachas is Chayiv Saif, which everybody agrees is less chomer than Skila. There's also a Chumra in Ir Anidachas. Chumra in Ir Anidachas, not only does the city get killed, but all the money needs to be destroyed. A Yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah, he can leave over all his money, be Yerusha to his kindlech at Soifa Oilam. So you find Kulas and Chumras as it relates to Ir Anidachas. But what we need is not the Kul and the Chumra. It's different. It's just different. A Yochid Avodah Zarah is different than a Rabbim that's Oved Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says that that's where Rebbe felt the Torah needed to address something by saying the words Torah Achas Yolochem. Meaning, because we find that there's a nafgamina in Avodah Zarah b'mezid between a Yochid and a Rabbim. Yechidim b'skila. You find Yechidim get skila. Lefichach mamayim polad. Sounds like it's for that reason that he gets to keep his money. Merubim b'sayif. If the city is Oved Avodah Zarah, it's Saif, less than Misa. Lefichach is for that reason, the money gets lost. But the point is, it's different. So Yochel, I would have thought, Nachlik B'Karbonis Seim, you would have thought the Karbonis maybe should also be different. Talmud Leimah Torah Achas. So Torah Achas is coming to teach me that it doesn't matter if it's a Yochel Oved Avodah Zarah or if it's a Rabbim that's Oved Avodah Zarah, the Halach is always going to be the same. It's going to be Torah Achas. It's always going to be the same exact carbon. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Maskeflo Rab Chilkiya, Me'agrunya. So Rabbi Chilka Me'agrunya asked the Kash. He said, "Time in the cause of Rachman, a Torah Achas Yolochem." The only reason we say that there's no difference between a Yochid that's Oved Avodah Zarah and a Rabbin that's Oved Avodah Zarah is because it says in the Torah, Torah Achas Yolochem. Halav Hachi, but without that, according to Rabbi Hava, I would have thought Mechalik, that we should be Mechalik. So Gemara says, "My Laisu, what kind of carbon should you bring?" Meaning, you're telling me that maybe you have a Havamina without a pasuk in the Torah, you would have actually sat down and thought the Rabbanim would have really come up with a new type of carbon for a rabbin that's Oved Avodah Zarah. That if an Ir Anidachas happens, b'shoygig, you bring a new carbon. So Rab Chilki Me'agrunya said, wait, you were going to make up a carbon? Like, which carbon was it going to be? And he asked more specifically, what was the animal going to be? Now, if you asked someone the question, he would say, I don't know, maybe it would be a sheep, maybe it'd be a goat, maybe it'd be a bull, maybe it'd be a zachar, maybe it'd be in a keva, right? What's the great problem? Like, this is the problem. Like, you're not sure which animal it would be? I don't know. We'll figure out which animal it's going to be. So Tosis really mutters a little bit with this question. And Tosis says that if Rebbe's Havamina, that the Ir Anidachas, B'shoigig, should bring a different carbon, is based on the fact that the Ir Anidachas is different. So it's mistaber then that the carbon should also have to be different. That means we need to create, we have to be mechadish, a new type of carbon. So the Gemara is going to work through now the exercise of figuring out what that new type of carbon would have been. Because the truth is most carbonates were taken already. So they wouldn't be new. And it would sort of defeat the point that Rebbe feels the Torah is anticipating. So the Gemara says, what would that carbon have been? Laisi par. Should it be a par? Tzibur b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. It's taken already. Par olam davashal tzibur. That's already a par. Kizba. Should it be a kizba? A female sheep? Yachah b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. It's taken. Sa'ir. Maybe it should be a male goat. Nasi b'shar mitzvah sudamaisi. Par loy l'basar l'chatas. Maybe it should be two animals. It should be a par loy l'basar l'chatas. Tzibur b'vayis kechavim sudamaisi. Vela maisira. Oh, maybe it should be a seira. No, yachah nami anu kabane. That's what every person that's Oved Avodah Zarah B'shoigig brings. The whole point is we want to say that the Irani Dacha should be different. So it certainly can't be a Seira. So the Gemara says, it's Derech Nal. So I would have thought, when the Tzibur does have the Zara B'shoigig, so they bring a par and a Sar. But the par is the Oilo and the Sar is Lachatos. So Inunami, I would have had a Havamino that Naisu Ipcho. They should go Fakert. Meaning, it should be a par Lachatos and a Sar Loilo. So it'd be the same two animals, but we would reverse which one is the Chatos and which one is the Oilo. Inami, alternatively, maybe what would have happened was had it not said Torah Achas Yolachem, we would have assumed that Sarich, you have to bring a new carbon, we don't know what that carbon is because we can't really find one. And if that's the case, so maybe they shouldn't bring any carbon. That would be a problem. They would be left mamish with this oil of having done avodah zarah b'shoigig without having any way to get takana, any way to get kapar. Kamash Malon said, Rebbe, that's why it says in the Torah achas yolachem lo'isa b'shkoga. And this concludes the first part of today's daf. So just to make a sikum on the first part of today's daf, the Gemara on daf ches ba'arichos, and really the theme of everything that we've learned up until this point is that there's two makairis to the halacha that an erev and a tzara serva don't fall the yibam v'chalitza. We have the brayis on daf gimel on beis, it's learned out from Aleo and Litzar, and then we have Rebbe's drasha on daf ches, it's learned out from ulukacha lo'i li'isha v'yibma. And the Gemara asked a very basic question, that the drasha of Aleo was based on the fact that the word Aleo in the parish of achos isha is mufna, it's extra. So if Rebbe doesn't darshan it to teach me the halachas of erev and tzara serva, what does he do with the word Aleo? And the Gemara said he learns it to teach me something completely different. In fact, it's Rebbe Lishitasa. Rebbe already addressed it in a brisa to teach me that the only time you bring a kar mechatos is if it's a dovish as doine karis. How do I know that? Because it says aleh by achisish. It says aleh by paral and dovish al tzibur. Achisish is a dovish as doine karis. So too paral and dovish al tzibur is a dovish as doine karis. And once I know paral and dovish al tzibur, I can somehow create a paper trail which is going to apply this halacha across the board as it relates to all Kabbalah's Chatoi. Straight to Gemara, okay. So the Rabbanon that don't have Aleh by Yachas Isha, Mufna, to teach me this, how do they know the Halacha? That the only time you bring a Karban Chatos is on a Dovah Shazdain and Karas. They learn it out from the Parsha of Avodah Zarah, B'Shoigig, Torah Achas Yolachem, La'isa B'Shkaga. Once I know that, again, I'm able to spread it all around and I'm able to figure it out by all Kabbalah's. In other words, we have two drushes to teach me how I know Erva and Tzara Serva by Yavamis. I have two drushes to teach me how I know that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is if it's a dovish as doine karis, and incredibly, the two atoli zebezeh. So this is like a classic example where you have two dinim, which at first glance don't seem to have any shaykhis to each other. You have the halacha of Tzoras Erva in Yevamis, and you have the halacha that the only time you bring a carbon chatos is a dovish as doine karis. But because of chishboinis and drushes and extra words, what emerges is Yevamis taftes amar aleph. This is mamish, the creme de la creme of Yevamis. And you have over here a whole sugya related to a dovish as doine karis as it relates to a carbon chatos. Because although be'etzim superficially, the two seem to have very little to do with each other, but at the same time, they're very much tali zebezeh. And depending on how you work in Yevamis with regards to what the makar is to the halacha of erva v'tzaras erva, that is going to have an impact in hoyrius and really in ganz kachim as it relates to what the makar is of a carbon chatas, that the only time you bring a chatas is on a davar shez doine karis. Either way, we now return to our regular program, which is Yevamis, which is the first halach of the Masechta. Chamesh Esrei Noshim, Poitrois Tzarei Seyem, V'tzarois Tzarei Seyem, Min HaChalitza, U'min HaYibum, At Soifa Oil. And the Mishnah then went on, and the Mishnah listed the 15 Arayas. Now, it's worth chazering. The 15 Arayas that the Mishnah mentioned are not all of the rayas that the Torah talks about. There are more than 15 arayas. In fact, the next Mishnah that we're going to learn is going to mention another 6 arayas that have a different halacha. What's unique about these 15 arayas? What's unique about these 15 arayas is these are 15 possibilities, scenarios, situations where you could have Reuven and Shimon are brothers, where Reuven was married to a woman that was an erva to Shimon, died, left over no children. However, a wife that was Shimon's erva, and another wife. So you have the halacha of erva and tzara's erva. That's possible in 15 different scenarios. Meaning all 15 cases of the Mishnah are cases where that metzius is possible. If, however, Reuven would be married to one of the arayas not mentioned in the Mishnah, even though she's Shimon's Erva, that lach of the Mishnah wouldn't apply. And the assumption is that the reason it wouldn't apply is because the only time you could have Yibum is if Reuven was halachically married. So if Reuven is married to someone, Kedas Moshe of Yisrael, then he dies, Al zeh nemar ki yeshvu achim yachtov, Umeis achad mehem uvein ein loy yavama yava yaleh ulakacha loy leisha v'yibma. That's the parasha of Yibum. However, if Reuven is living with a woman that he's not married to, kedas moish of Yisrael, then mesechtes yavamas doesn't happen. Then there's no mitzvah Yibum, there's no mitzvah chalitza, there's no zika. That's pasha. It's not going to be negeya. So the 15 arayas are cases where Reuven is legally married, kedas moish of Yisrael, to a woman that's also an erva to Shimon. However, what would be, for example, if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, and then Reuven married Shimon's sister? That's also Reuven's sister. So it's poshut over there, there would be no Mishnah, because Reuven's not allowed to marry a sister. Not only is he not allowed to marry a sister, this is a very important punchline. The Kedushin is not Typhus. Why is the Kedushin not Typhus? Because if someone marries an Erva, it's a marriage. It's not Chal Kedushin. So the marriage would never happen. If the marriage would never happen, the Mishnah would never happen. So really what's unique about the Mishnah is that these are cases where it's Shayach Reuven to be married to Shimon's Erva. Avada, there are other scenarios, but in those scenarios, it wouldn't apply to Yavamis because the marriage wouldn't be a marriage. And if Reuven is not married, then when he dies, the woman is not a Yavama, and then the whole halacha is not going to apply. But either way, the Mishnah mentioned 15 arayos. Not because there are more, but because the halacha of the Mishnah is only negeya by this 15. Zok to Gemara. Only Levi the Rabbi. Levi told Rabbi, my ear is the Tani Chamesh Esrei. Listen, Shesh Esrei. He says, I went through the Mishnah. I see 15 arayos that were mentioned. L'chayra, I have a 16th. And I don't understand why the Mishnah didn't mention a 16th. Now, before Levi even got a chance to tell Rabbi what the 16th was, Amale, so Rabbi reacted. And he told Levi, Ki medum ali, mir duchtzach, she'in loy moyach bikakadai. As that shoyl, that's asking this question, why? He said, my daitach, what are you thinking? I know what you're thinking. You wanted that the Mishnah should say, imoy, anusnas aviv. You wanted that the Mishnah should have mentioned another erva, and that the erva should have been imoy, where Reuven was married to Shimon's mother, but where Reuven was allowed to be married to Shimon's mother, because Shimon's mother was only anusas aviv shal Reuven. Meaning, the Mishnah mentioned 15 arayos, but the Mishnah never mentioned imoy. Why did the Mishnah mention imoy? Why did the Mishnah say Reuven's married to Shimon's mother? Right, you think of an erva imoy, it's so obvious. So how come it didn't mention Reuven's married to Shimon's mother? The Teretz is Pasha, because Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Some amon of Shach. If they have the same mother, so Reuven can't marry his own mother, so obviously it's not Nogeya. Elamai, they don't have the same mother, but there's still a problem. Why? Because they have the same father. So being that they have the same father, Shimon's mother is Reuven's father's wife. It's Eshes Aviv. Eshes Aviv is also an erva, so that's why it wasn't mentioned. Stating that, Levi had a kasha, at least the way Rebbe understood it, that I have a hechatimtza where Reuven could be married to Shimon's mother. You know how it's possible? Where Shimon's was born out of wedlock. So that Reuven's father and Shimon's father were ma'anes Shimon's mother, Shimon was born. But the point is that Shimon's mother is not Reuven's mother. And Shimon's mother is also not Eshes Aviv Shel Reuven. And as a result, it's not an Erva. How do you know it's not an Erva? We learned the Mishnah on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara brought a Derech Agav, where the Gemara says, Noisei Adam Anusas Aviv Umafutas Aviv. It's possible for a person to marry Anusas Aviv. So Freik Levi, that why did the Mishnah only mention 15 arayas, l'chari, there's a 16th erva. The 16th erva that could have been mentioned is what happens if Shimon's mother falls li'ibum. Now, you're going to tell me, how is it possible Shimon's mother falls li'ibum? How can Reuven ever marry his brother's mother? Mamon of Shach, either it's his mother or it's his father's wife. No, it was Anusas Aviv. It's his father's Anusa. And Noisei Adam Anusas Aviv. Avada, even Anusas Aviv is an erva to Shimon. At the end of the day, it's Shimon's mother. Amama's Amama. So the bottom line is, she's going to be an erva. So if she's going to be an erva, that this should be a problem. So this was what Rebbe thought Levi meant. But Rebbe didn't like what Levi said. He said, Ki medum ali she'in lo moyach bikadgadoi. He said, why? He said, because imay anusas aviv plukta de rabbi rabbanani. Because whether imay anusas aviv, a person could marry or cannot marry, is really a machlokes. It's the rabbanon that hold noisei adam anusas aviv. But Rabbi Yehuda argues. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't. This is where Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishneh Torah. Lo yigala k'navaviv, next to the parasha of Anusa, it's not going to be okay. So really what you're saying is that let's say a 16th erva, which will shtim according to the Rabban and that old Noisei Yodim Anusas Avim. But Rabbi said, you understand it's not going to shtim according to Rabbi Yehuda. Levi said, I hear. But ein loy moyach bekakada. You know why? Because uba plukta loy kamar. It's pasha. The Tanit Mishnah is not getting involved in machloikis. Tanit Mishnah wanted to say 15 arayas that are true according to everybody. You have a hechatims according to the Rabbanon? I hear. We wanted to work even with Rabbi Yehuda. We wanted to shnim according to everybody, and that's why he told him ein loy moyach bekakada. Frank Gemara, is that true? Veloy? Meaning, you're telling me now that all the halachas and yavamas that we're going to learn are going to be true, alibi the kuliyama, that beplukta loy kamar, there's no halacha that's going to be said, that's going to be told in a machloikis. Vari isra mitzvah visa kedusha. The pligi is a mitzvah nisa kedusha. You find there's a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva v'Rabban v'Ktani, and yet it was mentioned in the Mishnah. So what's is a mitzvah nisa kedusha? This is really a Mishnah in the second parak of the Masechta, and Afchav Amar Aleph. Iser mitzvah is shnius midivrei soifrim. So if you have not a regular deraisa erva, but a drabonon erva, what's known as shnius la'rayas, if shni would fall the yibum, the Mishnah says is iser mitzvah, the loch of the Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't mention it, but the loch of the Mishnah is chayletzes, you do chalitza, v'loy misyabemes, there's no yibum. Iser kedusha is chayve laven. So chayve laven there too, that's the same aloch. Chayletzes, v'loy misyabemes. Now the Gemara says, now really, iser kedusha is a machloikis, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Issa Kedusha, which is Chayvei Lavin, there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. And yet it's mentioned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions Issa Kedusha. So you see clearly, Beplukta Kamari. Now, why is it that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no Yibam and Chalitza by a Chayvi Lavin? So again, we're not ready for this yet. But the short answer is because Rabbi Akiva holds that Kedusha is not Toifas by Chayvi Lavin. Just like everyone holds that you can't be Mekadesh in Ervo, Rabbi Akiva has a Shita that Kedusha is not Toifas by Chayvi Lavin. Bezus Hashem. Hopefully in the next staff we'll speak out some rate about this. Major rate. But the point is, Rabbi Akiva Shita is that Kedushin is not Toifas B'chayvi Lavin. And because Kedushin is not Toifas B'chayvi Lavin, Hodor Dina, a Chayvi Lavin is like an Erva. And just like an Erva, there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. So too, Chayvi Lavin, there's no Yibam and there's Chalitza. But we don't need the lumbness of Rabbi Akiva Shita now. We just need one thing. You have one line in a Mishnah that's true, not according to everybody. So what do you see? Beplukta Kamari, that the Tana, the Mishnah Rebbe, wrote something that stims according to one Tana, not according to another Tana. So why did he have such an issue with Levi? Right, Levi was talking to Rebbe. By the way, let's just visualize this. Rebbe is the Masada of the Mishnah. Chamesh Esrei Noshim. So Rebbe, it's not 15, it's 16. That's what Levi's telling him. So he said, no, but look, like, I'm not getting involved in Machloikis. He says, what do you mean the second Perek? The Pirkin Komrinon. No, this Perek. This parak is beplukta loy kamay. Right, the Gemara, is that true? But b'shamim matirnes atzoras la'achin u'beisol loyshen. The whole halach of tzoras erva is really a machloikis. Because we're going to learn the next Mishnah, daf yud gimel amar aleph, which is going to, by the way, bring us into a digression, sugyas of b'shamim and b'sol, some real light geshmaki Gemaras, to interrupt some of the intense festi Gemaras. But either way, so over there we'll see that the whole halach of Tzara Sever was a machloikis b'shami b'sul. It's only b'sul that holds litzra and l'kochol l'isha v'yibma, but b'shami doesn't hold this whole halach of Tzara Sever. They had a completely different yavamis. B'shami's matirinus at Tzara Slachin. They held Tzara Sever's mutter. It's only b'sul that's oisim. So what do you mean the whole halach of the Mishnah is b'plukta kamari? You're telling me I don't want to mention a 16th erva because it's only the machloikis Rav Yehuda and the Chachamim. The ganze halach is beplukta kamayri. Zok the Gemara, very, very famous words. Beishamay, bemokim, beisilol, ena mishnah. That's not called beplukta kamayri. The fact that we mention beisilol, not beishamay, that's not. Beishamay is not even considered a balplukta to beisilol. So that in a world of beplukta loy kamayri, the fact that there's a shittas beishamay, that's neither here nor there. Fate the Gemara, vaita, vareishas, achav shloya boy lamoy. The Mishnah mentioned Eishas, achav shloya boy lamoy, the pligi Reb Shimon v'Rabban, which is machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon, viktani, and yet it was mentioned in the Mishnah. So we're going to see later, also in the second parak, that Reb Shimon argues with the halach of Eishas, achav shloya boy lamoy. And Reb Shimon holds that Eishas, achav shloya boy lamoy is chayletzes, v'loy misyab emes. So you see again, not everybody holds that Eishas, achav shloya boy lamoy is potamina chalitzamina yibum. Reb Shimon argues. So you see, the Mishnah mentions something that doesn't shtim according to Reb Shimon. So clearly, beplukta kamayri. And for the Gemara, that although it's true that Reb Shimon argues by Eishas Ach Shleihoyah by Lamai, but it's only by certain Eishas Achs Shleihoyah by Lamai. But there are other Eishas Achs Shleihoyah by Lamai that Reb Shimon agrees with. Benoilad ubesayf yibem, in the event that first The brother was born. We'll explain what this means in a second. And then afterwards, the Yibum happened. Loi Polig Reb Shimon. Over there, Reb Shimon doesn't argue. And because Reb Shimon doesn't argue over there, so it comes out there is a tzir. There is a Hecha Timtza of where, even according to Reb Shimon, you would have an Eshesach Shalahari Bay Lamai. And being that there is a tzir, even according to Reb Shimon, so at the end of the day, it is something that could be mentioned in the Mishnah. Because it's true, not every case of Eshesach Shalahari Bay Lamai is going to work according to Reb Shimon. But there is a case of Eshesach Shalahari Lamai is going to work according to Reb Shimon. So to say Chamesh Esrein is very much a true statement, and it's for that reason it's going to be negeya. So what is this machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, about Reb Shimon? And this is going to be negeya in a few lines again, so it's worth just stopping for 1 second and speaking out what the machloikis is. Your classic Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lama is where there was a man that was married, he died, he left over no children, and there were no brothers, and then 5 years later a brother was born. So the halach is, although ordinarily there's a parsha of Yibum, there's Zika, there's a heter Eshesach, there's a mitzvah Chalitza, Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lama is excluded. It says Kiyesh V'achim Yachtov, they had to have a yeshiva achas ba'olam, and being that they didn't have a yeshiva achas ba'olam, so the halach is that there is not going to be any halacha of Yibum v'chalitza. That example of Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, everybody agrees with. There's no machlokes. Reb Shimon the Chacham, everyone acknowledges that that's a bona fide case of Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. The machlokes of Shimon the Chacham was something else. The machlokes was, what happens if Reuven was married, he died, he left over no children, but he had a brother. Not an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. He had a brother. And the brother did Yibum. Then, after the brother did Yibum, there was a third brother that was born. The brother that had done Yibum, Shimon, died. So the halacha is, according to the Chachamim, that Shimon's wife, who was previously Reuven's wife, is not going to fall a Yibum to Levi because she's going to be an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. In the second marriage, she's not an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, but she was an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai in the first marriage, Nesra, and she blibes an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai even for the Nefilah Shniyah. That's where Reb Shimon argues. Reb Shimon says, I disagree. Reb Shimon says that it's true, once upon a time, there was a Nefilah Rishayna, there was a first marriage, there was a first Yibum, where this woman technically would have been an Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. But that Zika, that Matziv went away. When Shimon did Yibum, that was gone. That's bygones. That's water under the bridge. Now it's a whole new Nefila. Now it's a new din of Yibum. In this din of Yibum, this next brother, we'll call him Levi, is not Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. So there's no reason there shouldn't be Yibum. But the bottom line is, there is a Hecha Timtza where everyone agrees Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. There's a case where it's a Machlokes Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. Zok the Gemara, the fact that we mention Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, that's not Beplukta, because everyone agrees there is a common denominator. There is a meeting of the minds on some level that there's something called Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, and that's why that's not going to be a problem. Abba Freik the Gemara of Amr Rabbi Ishiya. Rabbi Ishiya said, Chalukai Reb Shimon after Yishayna. Didn't Reb Ishiya knock that out? Rabbi Ishiya said that no, Reb Shimon who argued Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, it was af b'rishayna. It was even in the first case. It was even in the more simple case. Meaning Reb Shimon never holds of Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai. So if he never holds of Eshesach Shalai Hayu Bai Lamai, he says Hodra Kushya. So don't you see from the Mishnah that it's Bepukta Kamairi? So the Gemara says, I tell you, Rabbi Ishiya. It's true, Rabbi Ishiya said it, but at the same time, Rabbi Ishiya was upgefragt. He tells Rabbi Ishiya, and because it was he tells Rabbi Ishiya, so it's for that reason, Lamaisa, Lafio MS, this is not something that we have to worry about. So before we go weiter, and the next part of the daf is a little bit intimidating. The reason it's a little bit intimidating is because there's a very, very long Rashi, and then there's another not as long Rashi. But the truth is, really, in order to understand the next part of the Gemara, we just have to acquaint ourselves with one Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in the beginning of the third parak of Masechtas Yevamos. It's the very first Mishnah of Perek Arba Achen, which is also intimidating, Agav. But the point is we just have to familiarize ourselves a little bit with that Mishnah, and then Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, the daf will flow. So the Mishnah over there is discussing a case where there were four brothers. So up until this point, we've been talking about two brothers. Levi made an appearance here and there. But the point is, Perek Arba Achen, Kishmoy Kachi, it's talking about where there were four brothers. You want to give them names? Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So far, so good. Two of the brothers were married to two sisters. So Reuven and Shimon were both married to women that were sisters. And then Reuven and Shimon both died. They both had no children. They both left over these two Yevamis that are sisters. So that two Yevamis that are sisters fully Yibam to the two brothers that are alive, Levi and Yehuda. In short, two sisters just fell a Yibam to two brothers. That's where we need to get. Two sisters just fell a Yibam to two brothers. Obviously, they fell from two marriages, because no one man can be married to two sisters. So obviously, it came from two marriages. So it must be there was four brothers, two of them died, the two sisters now fell a Yibam. The Mishnah says that although ordinarily you would say do Yibam or Chalitza, I don't know, you could do whichever one you want, over here, both brothers have no choice, they have to do Chalitza. And the reason the two brothers have to do Chalitza is because each one of the Yevamis have a din as an achos zkukas. What does that mean? The halacha is that when a Yevama falls the Yibum, we view there as being some sort of ishus between the Yevam and the Yevam. Now we mentioned it's not a real ishus, but there is an ishus, and the ishus is even on a dairaisa level. The ishus on the dairaisa level is limited. The Rabbanon piled on that ishus, but there is some sort of ishus. The name of the ishus is Zika. Now, as machoikus in the Gemara, yesh Zika, ain't Zika, which means how far do you take the concept of Zika? But in the Mishnah of Arba Achen, the Tana is of the opinion that Zika is strong enough that if there's a woman, a Yevama, that a Yevam has a Zika to, then that means that any one of her kroivim are now going to be an ervet to him or be a midrabana. So for example, if there's a Shemeres Yavam, there's a woman that fell a Yibam, and the Yavam right now is thinking, I should do Yibam, I should do Chalitza, right? He has a mitzvah to do. He has to figure out what's going to happen. So the halach is, during that period, he's not going to marry this Yavama's sister. Why? Because she's like a shtickle and erva. She's known as Achos Kukasai. She's the sister of the woman that has Zikah to him, and as a result, this is going to be a problem. So Zok the Mishnah, in this case, you have two Yevamis that are sisters to the two brothers, none of the brothers could do Yibam. Why? Because each Yevama, as much as she's Skuka the Yibam, she's also an Achoy Skuka, because she's the sister of the other Yevama that's Skuka the Yibam. So each one is Achoy Skuka, which Midrabanan is a problem, and as a result, the Rabbanan said, don't do Yibam. So what do you do, Chalitza? I maybe do nothing, no Chas V'Shalom, because Midrabanan, they're both regular Yevamas. It's just Midrabanan that is an issue of an Achoy Skuka that says, I erve the Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan said, don't do Yibam because of that. So what should you do instead? Instead, you should do Chalitza. That's the first part of the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, what would be if hoisa achas mehem asura al ze iser erva, vashnia asura al ze iser erva? What would be if one of these sisters was an erva to one of the brothers? Let's take even a more simple case. One of the sisters was an erva to one of the brothers. So again, Reuven and Shimon were married sisters. Reuven and Shimon both died. Now the two sisters fell a Yibam to Levi and Yehuda. So we said Levi and Yehuda both can't do Yibam. Why? Because each one of the Yevamas is going to be a Chay Skuka. What would be if Reuven's wife was an Erva to Levi? So then the halacha is Levi would be able to do Yibam with Shimon's Yevama. The reason is because Reuven's Yevama, being that she's an Erva to Levi, doesn't fall Yibam to Levi. There's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza. So if there's no Yibam and there's no Chalitza, so it comes out that Shimon's Yevama is not a Chos Kukasai, because there is no Zika between Levi and Eshes Reuven, and as a result, it would be Mutal Chatchila for him to go ahead and to do Yibam. Now, this is just to make sure we're not getting confused. Shimon's wife is not a Tzara Sarifa. It came from a different marriage, right? Tzaras Erev is only if the two Yevamas fell from the same marriage. But over here, the two Yevamas fell from two marriages. One came from Reuven, one came from Shimon. The one that came from Reuven is an Erva, so there's no Zika. The one that came from Shimon is a regular Yevama. There is going to be a Zika. And as a result, that's going to be the halacha. The halacha is going to be that if Levi wants, he can do Yibam with Esha Shimon. What would be if, Zok the Mishnah, if Shimon's wife was an Erva to Yehuda? So it would come out that there's no Zika between Esha Shimon and Yehuda. So if Yehuda wants, he'd be able to do Yibam with Reuven. Says the Mishnah, even though Mishnah didn't have to say that, but this is what the Mishnah says, and this is the punchline as it relates to our sugya. What would be if Reuven's wife was an Erevet to Levi, and Shimon's wife was an Erevet to Yehuda? So it would come out they could both do Yibam. Meaning each one will be able to be Miyabim, the one that's not his Erevet, or each one will be able to be Miyabim, the one that's an Erevet to his brother. So in our case, Levi would be able to be Miyabim Eshes Shimon, and Yehuda will be able to be Miyabim Eshes Reuven. Very, very simple. So again, what did the Mishnah say? We needed to build up to get to that punchline. That what would be if you had Arba Achim, two of them were married to two sisters. The two brothers that were married to two sisters both died, and they left over no children. And now Levi and Yehuda, the two brothers that are alive, they have a mitzvah of Yibam Mechalitza. In the event that one of the Yevamis are an erva to one of the brothers, and the other Yevama is an erva to the other brother, so then the halach is both Levi and Yehuda, the two brothers that are alive, would be able to do Yibum. Why would they be able to do Yibum? Because each one would only have one Yevama that falls the Yibum. If each one has only one Yevama that falls the Yibum, there is no Achai Skuka. If there's no Achai Skuka, so based on that, it would be okay for them to go ahead and to do Yibum. That is the Sikum of an intense Mishnah and Daf Chav Vav Amar Aleph in the beginning of Perek Arba'ah. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, V'chein Toni Rab Chia, and Rab Chia taught the same thing in a Braisa. Said the following, that Mishnah in Arba'ah, Bekulon Ani Koyre Bohen, Ha'asura Lazeh, Muteris Lazeh, Va'asura Lazeh, Muteris Lazeh. When the Mishnah said that if the two sisters were also Arayos, meaning, where one sister was an erva to one brother, and the other sister was an erva to the other brother, this would be true with regards to all 15 of the arayas mentioned in the Mishnah. You could take any one of the 15 arayas in the Mishnah, plug it in, and you can make the halacha in the Mishnah work. Not just that. And it's regarding all 15 arayas that you could say the halacha that that line is a line in the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph, which the Mishnah doesn't explain on Daf Chaf Amid Aleph. However, the Mishnah on Daf Chav Vav Amid Aleph, when the Mishnah mentions the case of the Arba Achim with the sisters and one was an Erev, it says that's what we meant when we said Achoyse Sheyevimto Cheletzes Oymes Yabemes. Meaning that's where it's possible that you would have the option to do Yibam V'chalitza even when two sisters fall Yibam. How would it be Negei if one of them was an Erev? So then Achoyse Sheyevimto, the sister, that's not the Erev, you'd be able to do Chalitza. It's the same exact halacha. But the bottom line is Rav Yudis Amarav, the Chain Tani Rav Chia said that when the Mishnah discusses the halach of two sisters falling Yibam, where you can't do Yibam Chalitza because of Achoy Skuk Kasai, but if one of them is an Erev, you could. And if you have two brothers where this is an, she's an Erev to him and she's an Erev to him, they both can be Miyabim or do Chalitza to the other one. This is going to be true for all 15 Arayas. So there's a very long Rashi on this Gemara. You know why there's a long Rashi? Because Rashi just goes through all 15 arayas, how this would be possible. And he goes through from the first to the second to the third, straight through 15, and he just explains the case. He Pashit explains the tzir, how it would be possible two brothers, or really four brothers, two were married to sisters, they died, no children, where one Yavama was an erva to one brother, the other Yavama was an erva to another brother, right? It would seem like all you have to do is just take out a pen and paper and just work it out. Some of the cases are a little bit more complicated, and that's what Rashi goes through, Ayin Shams. Zok Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda Metargim. Rabbi Yehuda himself, so again, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rabbi Kulon Ani Karben, V'chein Tani Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia taught the same thing in Ebraisa. Rabbi Yehuda himself came, and Rabbi Yehuda said that I want to tweak a little bit what I heard from Rav. Meaning Rav said all 15 arayas, the halacha of Arba Achim is going to be true. But he said, I want to be metargim a little bit differently. It's mechamoisei ve'elach. It's only from chamoisei ve'elach. It's from the erva of chamoisei, which is the seventh erva that was mentioned in the Mishnah. Avol shita bavi dereisha. But as it relates to the first six that were mentioned in the Mishnah loy, over there, that's not going to be the case. My time, why not? Because kivan debitoi, because the only way it would be possible to have this case where the two brothers are going to be, one will be an erva to one and one will be the erva to the other, in the case of Bitoy, and not just Bitoy, Bas Bitoy, and Bas Bina, etc., etc., the first 16 arayas, it's only going to be Negeya if it's Bitoy It's not going to be possible b'nesuin. B'nesuin kamayri. We're only talking about arayas b'nesuin. We're not talking about any arayas that are only nageya al yedei oinsin. So what exactly does Rabbi Yehuda mean? So again, we have to go through the first part of Rashi, not inside, but we have to go through the first part of Rashi and explain how this Mishnah Arba Achim would play itself out with the halacha of bitoy. But let's just think about it conceptually, and then it's going to make a lot of sense. And that is, what was the case again? The case was, is where we have four brothers, two of them were married to two sisters. Now, if two brothers were married to two sisters, then that means, by definition, these sisters were sisters because they shared the same mother. Can't be that. No, again, you have four brothers, two brothers were married to two sisters. The two sisters are also the other two brothers' daughters. That's the case, right? The case is going to be, we have four brothers, two of them are married to two sisters, the two brothers are going to die, the sisters are now going to fully Yibum, which means that right now, Levi and Yehuda are going to have a mitzvah of Yibum v'chalitza for these two sisters. They're not going to be able to do Yibum on both because there's going to be an erva. One of them is going to be an erva to Levi. The other one's going to be an erva to Yehuda. The kulan anikoyer behem, which includes, of course, the first erva in the Mishnah. And the first erva in the Mishnah is bitoy. So basically, one of the sisters is going to be Levi's daughter, and the other sister is going to be Yehuda's daughter. Now, it's not possible, then, that these two sisters are achoyos min ha'av. Why? Because we know who the two fathers are, Levi and Yehuda. It's not the same person. So obviously, if they're sisters, they're sisters min ha'ein, right? They're obviously sisters because they share the same mother, right? That's obvious. Now, if they share the same mother, so that means Levi and Yehuda, that were two brothers, they both fathered a child from the same exact woman. Now, how is that possible? How are they allowed to do that? L'chaira, there's an Eish HaSach problem. How could Reuven have a child with his brother's wife? Reuven's brother's wife, or not Levi and Yehuda. How can Levi have a child with his brother Yehuda's wife? L'chaira, it's Eish HaSach. How could Yehuda have a child with his brother's Levi's wife? It's Eish HaSach. The teretz is, it obviously didn't happen through marriage. It couldn't. The marriage wouldn't be a marriage. It wouldn't be Toifas Kedushin. It's Eish HaSach. Bal Karchach, it happened. Me'an Usasai. And that's how it's possible. Right? It's possible. That's the only way it's possible. And that's what Rashi speaks out. The only way it's possible is if it happened Me'an Usasai. So basically, Zokter of Yehuda. So you're telling me now that when it says in the Mishnah that Asur Lazem Uteris Lazem Uteris Lazem Asur Lazem, it's Bekulon Ani Kairbehem, you can just plug and play. Take any one of the arayas you want, plug it in, and you can make it work. Really, how are you going to make bitoy work? The only way you're going to make bitoy work is if it's bita me'an usasai. Oh, bita me'an usasai? I'm not getting involved in bita me'an usasai. I'm not going to start nuancing now. No, bitoy is mashma or bitoy. So he says, I don't think then that it kitched in with bitoy, because basically you're telling me it's only going to be negay, bita me'an usasai. I don't think it's negay to say bita me'an usasai. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said. Abaye matargim, Abaye argued, he said, no, af bita me'an usasai. Why can't it mean bita me'an usasai? Why can't the Mishnah mean bita me'an usasai? And that's what Rabbi Chiya meant, and Rida Marab meant when he said, v'kulan ani koyrubem, it's not only negay if it's bita me'an usasai. So what? Kibin nashkuchi meshkachasla, yibayis mena oinsen tavi, yibayis mena nesuin tavi. If you want it to be mena oinsen, let it be mena oinsen. If you want it to be mena nesuin, it could be mena nesuin. So we have a little machloikas amirom over here, how to understand the Tani Rabbi Chiya, whether it's v'kulan ani koyrubem. Are we comfortable just making this declaration? Why we're making such a big deal about this declaration is a little unclear in the sugya. But are we comfortable saying Bekulan Ani Kairan? We not. It's true, Bekulan, but only Bita Me'an Usasai. Rav Yehuda's not so comfortable with that. Abaye says, Vaskeitach Leben. Why is that a problem? At the end of the day, Bita is an Erva, and it's Bekulan Ani Kairan. It works for all 15 Arayis. But Abaye continued. But Abaye said, I'll give you one thing. And now we're getting closer to the punchline. That I do agree, Aval Eishas Achiv Shloi Hoye Bai Lamai Lai. But to mention Eishas Ach Shloi Hoye Bai Lamai, then I'm not okay with my time, but why not? Because Kivan, the Reb Shimon, who the Mishkachas Law, because Eishas Ach Shloi Hoye Bai Lamai is only going to work according to Reb Shimon, Abal the Rabbanon, Loi Mishkachas Law, but it's not going to work according to the Rabbanon. So Beplukta Loi Kamairi, now already you're getting involved in a machloikis. And to get involved in a machloikis, that already I'm not so comfortable doing. Beplukta Loi Kamairi, meaning the only way it's possible to have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters, The two brothers that are married to sisters die. They leave over no children. And now the two sisters fully Yibum to the two other brothers, Levi and Yehuda. Where one of the Yavamas is going to be an Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai to one of the brothers, and the other Yavamah is going to be an Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai to the other brother. And Al Zen Nemar, Hasrul Azeh Muteris Azeh, Muteris Azeh, Hasrul Azeh, that each one of the brothers will be able to be Miyabim to other Yavamah that's not the Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai, is if you go and get involved in a machloikis, which machloikis? The machloikis Reb Shimon and the Chacham. Meaning, it's only going to work according to Reb Shimon. But according to the Chachamim, this case doesn't work. And because this case doesn't work, according to the Chachamim, said Abaya, Beplukta Loikamairi. I don't think Reb Chiya, when he said Bekulan Ani Kairbem, was getting involved in Machloikis. And it's for that reason, I think Bekulan Ani Kairbem, for 14 out of the 15 Arayas mentioned in the Mishnah. But the one, the Ishas actually Hoya Bailami, which is the 14th in our Mishnah, that one error, I think we have to delete. Because that's going to be totally in the Machloikis. And that's already something that we don't want to get involved. So what is the case of Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai? So we could say Ayin Sham, but just very, very briefly in terms of what exactly the case is. Now, in order to make this case work, we're going to have to introduce Yisachar and Zvulun Shul Malaychen for the first time in Masechtas Yevamos. And that is, you have to have six brothers. You have to have Reuven and Shimon and Levi and Yehuda, and you have to have Yisachar and Zvulun as well. So the case is where Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar and Zvulun, they're all brothers, and then unfortunately, this whole family fell apart. What happened was, Reuven died. He left. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, right? Obviously, that's how the Mishnah starts. The Mishnah is talking about Arba Achim, or in this case, it's going to be Sheish Achim. So obviously, they were married to sisters. So Reuven and Shimon were both married to sisters. What happened was, Reuven died, and after Reuven died, Levi went, and Levi was, after Reuven died, Yisachar was born. So Reuven died, and after Reuven died, Yisachar was born. Yisachar is now the Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai. So Yisachar is not going to have a mitzvah sibum. So again, Reuven is the first brother, he died. After Reuven died, Yisachar was born. After Yisachar was born, Levi went, and he was Miyabim Eishes Reuven. So right now, Levi is married to Reuven's wife. That happens to be her brother Yisachar, who was an Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai. After Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven, Shimon died. After Shimon died, Zvulun, the sixth brother, was born. And after Zvulun, the sixth brother, was born, Yehuda was Miyabim Eishes Shimon. So really, what happened over here was, it's just the same story that repeated itself twice. It's Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Zvulun. Reuven and Shimon start off being married to two sisters. Eventually, they're going to both end up dying. Levi and Yehuda, respectively, are going to be the ones that are going to be miyabim, these two Yavamas. And each one of these Yibums had an Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai. And who are those brothers? One is Yisachar and one is Zvulun. Again, just to talk through the case one more time. So Reuven died. He was the first brother to die. After Reuven died, Yisachar was born, Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai. And then Levi went ahead, he was Miyabim, Eishes Reuven. Then Shimon died. After Shimon died, Zvulun was born. Zvulun's the Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai. And then Yehuda went ahead, and Yehuda was Miyabim, Eishes Shimon. So what happens now is, fast forward, this is really where the Mishnah enters. So now you have four brothers, not Reuven and Shimon, because unfortunately, they're not with us anymore. But you have Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, and Zvulun. Levi and Yehuda are married to sisters. Who are the sisters that Levi and Yehuda are married to? Reuven and Shimon's original wives. How did Levi and Yehuda marry them? Through Yibum. So Levi was Miyabim Eishes Reuven, and Yehuda was Miyabim Eishes Shimon. They were sisters then, they're still sisters. And as a result, you have now Levi and Yehuda, two brothers, that are married to two sisters. Now, there's also Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai over here. Yisachar was the Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai of Reuven, who right now is Levi's wife. And Zvulun was the Eishes Ach Shleihoi Bailamai of Shimon, who right now is Yehuda's wife. But the bottom line is, you have four brothers, two of them are married to sisters. What happens now? Tzivamis. Levi and Yehuda both die. And now, these two women who were Yevamis from Reuven and Shimon, now they became Yevamis again from Levi and Yehuda. And now they fell to Yisachar and Zvulin. And now, Shtelzach the Shaila. Was tut min yetz mitzad Yibum? So, Muschel Rishon is, oh, they're two sisters that are falling the Yibum. So, you can't do any Yibum, right? No Yibum, no Chalitza. No. It's not a problem. Why? Because each one of these Yevamis is an erva to one of the Yevams. How so? Eishes Levi, who was once Eishes Ruvain, is Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Yisachar. Eishes Yehuda, who was once Eishes Shimon, is Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Zvulun. So Yisachar can't be Miyabim Eishes Levi, and Zvulun can't be Miyabim Eishes Yehuda. You know what that means? That means Yisachar could be Miyabim Eishes Yehuda, and Zvulun could be Miyabim Eishes Levi. So it's Asur Lazem Uteris Lazeva, Asur Lazem Uteris Lazeva. The halacha is they can be miyabim, or they could do chalitza. They could do whatever they want. They have every right to go ahead and do yibim v'chalitza. It's not going to be a problem. This is another example of bekulon and yikayir b'hem. Abzokt abaya. This only works according to Reb Shimon. This only works according to Reb Shimon that holds that the only time there's eishes achshloi hayabay lamay is if the brother was born before another brother did yibim. So, for example, where Reuven died, and then Yisachar was born before anyone did Yibum. Then Levi did Yibum. However, if it could, so that Yisachar is the Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay for Eishes Ruvain, and Zvulun is the Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay for Eishes Shim. But according to the Chachamim, that once you're an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay, so then you're always an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay. Here's the punchline. Just like Eishes Reuven, which is Eishes Levi, is an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Yisachar, Eishes Reuven, who is Eishes Levi, would also be an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Zvulun. So it would come out that really Eishes Reuven would be an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Yisachar and Zvulun. Or Eishes Levi in the Nefilah Shniyah would be an Eishes Achshloi Hayubay Lamay to Yisachar and Zvulun. And then the case doesn't work. Because it's not Asur Lazem Uteris Lazeh. It just wouldn't work. The math in this cheshbon wouldn't play itself out. Bal korchach, it's muchrach that the only time you can do this is if you go according to Reb Shimon. Zok tabaya, debekula, nani kair behem. No, not everything. You have to exclude Eishesach Shalehoi by Lamai. Why is Eishesach Shalehoi by Lamai excluded? Because for Eishesach Shalehoi by Lamai, you would have to come on to Reb Shimon, ubeplukta loy kamait. Reb Safra zok tigmar metargim ap Eishesach Shalehoi by Lamai. He says, no, the Mishnah could be talking even about Eishesach Shalehoi by Lamai, umeshkachas la beshita achin, falibid Reb Shimon. No, it works according to Reb Shimon. With six brothers, like we just spoke it out, v'simonech, and you want to know how you play this out, it's Mace, Noilad, Vyibim, right? Mace, Ruvain, Noilad, Yisachar, Vyibim, Levi, Mace, Noilad, Vyibim, it's Mace, Shimon, Noilad, Zvulun, and Yibim, Yehuda. Bottom line is you can make it work. So, what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that Levi asked the Kasha, why didn't the Mishnah mention Anusas of Aviv? Rabbi said, Kimadum Alisha, Inlo, Mech, Bekakade. Why? Because Beplukta, Loi, Kamayri, I'm not getting involved in Machloikis or reading the Chachamim. Really, Beplukta, Loi, Kamayri, Rab Chia had a Braisa, and in Rab Chia's Braisa, he said, Bekulanani, Kaira, Behen. And Rav Safra learned that the Braisa was true for Bikul and Mamish, even Eishesach Shalehoi by Lama, even though Eishesach Shalehoi by Lama only works according to Rav Shimon, which means Beplukta Kamayri, and Afalpikin, he had no problem with it. So what do you see from here? You see, you do say Beplukta Kamayri. So how could you tell me Rebbe held Beplukta like Kamayri? You see, for Rav Chia, Beplukta Kamayri. Now, first glance, you would say, what Shaykh is? Ma'inin Rebbe the Rav Chia. Rebbe Lachud, Rav Chia Lachud. Maybe Rebbe didn't hold Beplukta, but Rav Chia was able to come up with a case of Beplukta. The Teretz is Reb Chia was a Talmud of Rebbe, and Reb Chia's Braisa was being Moisef on Rebbe, and it's Mestaber the Gemara holds that if Rebbe was going Beplukta like Kamayri, Reb Chia would have also gone Beplukta like Kamayri. And the way Reb Safra learned Reb Chia, it comes that Reb Chia is Beplukta Kamayri. So how does it shtim? So the Gemara says, Le Rebbe Hani Klali Lesle. I hear. That's true. That's a nice Havamina. But at the end of the day, no one says Rebbe is masking to all these Klalim, and no one says that Rebbe holds Bekulon Ani Karibim. Rebbe never said it. Reb Chia is the one that said it. I mean, that it was Reb Chia, it wasn't Rebbe. You can't ask me a kasha. How did Reb Chia have a right to say that Rebbe said because you have no right from Rebbe that Rebbe ever got involved in Plukta? That was the one Havamina. No, Reb Shimon's Moida to the concept of Eishes Achshel Hayoy Baylomay. So all 15 arayos mentioned in the Mishnah are arayos according to everybody. If we would have said a 16th Anus HaZaviv, it would have only worked according to B'chachamim, not according to Rabbi Yehuda, u'b'plukta le'kamayri. We're not finished with the sugya yet, but we're going to stop here, partially because we finished the daf.